All right. Hey, fellas. We are live on the radio in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. We've got, I'm going to quote Kiss here, one of the hottest bands in the land, Diane Coffey. And they are performing tonight at the Mohawk, and I heartily encourage each and every one of you to go out there and see them tonight, because really, this album, Everybody's a Good Dog, is awesome. It is really an outstanding record. And we'll talk with these fellas in a little bit, but right now, maybe how you feel like about a song, huh?
It feels great to me.
All right.
Your lover coming on.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are live in Studio 1A with Diane Coffey. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Really? That was Not That Easy from the new album.
That's right.
And we're talking with Sean Fleming. I guess you are Diane Coffey, for lack of a better way to phrase that, yes?
Oh, sure. Well, you're Diane Coffey, we're Diane Coffey, I'm Diane Coffey.
We're all Diane Coffey.
Yeah, that's right.
I dig that. All right. First off, I want to commend everybody in the band, and you, Sean. The last outfit that wore suits in the studio was a mariachi band, and I got to say, that's some class.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah. You know, we're from out of town, and we'd like to show our respects.
You're representing.
That's right.
I appreciate that. That's great. Well, Sean, some of our listeners probably don't know this, but you, and I'm sure you're tired of hearing this, you were a drummer in Foxygen.
Oh, that's right. No, I'm never tired of hearing that.
Oh, all right.
Love those guys.
Yeah, you grew up with them out in Southern California, is like the valley.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Agoura Hills. It's kind of like just inland of Malibu.
Yeah, near Calabasas.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Okay, so you started playing with them, and you did not know how to play drums.
Yeah,
perfect.
That's for sure.
Sounds like a Stooges sort of setup.
I actually just recently watched back through some old videos of us rehearsing, and it was pretty awful. I don't know why they chose me.
Can't wait for the bootlegs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So this is your side project, which is definitely now taken on a real life of its own.
I'd say this is less of a side project. Foxygen is Sam and Rado. That's their project, and I play with them, and I love that, and I'll do that for as long as I'm able to. But this is mine.
This is you.
Yeah, this is my baby.
Excellent. All right. Your falsetto is so good.
Oh,
I haven't heard that, you know, with Blue-Eyed Soul. It's kind of got that vibe to it. There's a lot of vibes going on. This album really puzzles me. In a good way. So you got like kind of a Motown Northern soul of this stuff. You got Brian Wilson, you know, certainly some of the harmonies. You got a lot of garage rock and a bit of Meatloaf.
Oh, totally.
The chorus during Mayflower.
Sure.
That's wicked. What were you listening to when you started playing music? What was it that kind of flipped your wig?
You know, I was listening to a bunch of different stuff, which I think kind of led to, you know, the album being a little bit eclectic. But, you know, I was listening to a lot of... there's a movie called Hedwig and the Angry Inch. It's a musical kind of film, and I listened to that score a lot. I listened to, you know, kind of, you know, a lot of Motown stuff. I mean, I don't know. I listened to a lot of Damian Jarrado. I don't know. Yeah. You know, I think a lot of what I pull from is just like my entire, you know, musical catalog. I don't think I really listened to one thing in particular, and it definitely does show up that I didn't on this record.
Right on. Okay. And finally, just to set the record straight, Diane is a nod to Diana Ross.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's beautiful. All
and right. Nathan Pelkey is the Coffey. He had a song called Mr. Coffey.
Mr. Coffey,
yeah,
all right.
The singer-songwriter guy.
Excellent. All right, well, let's hear another song from Diane Coffey, who are playing at the Mohawk Inside tonight. Doors are at 9. You get tickets online at mohawk.com or at the door. And I believe it's Melezzo is opening. I hope I said that right. But anyway, you're on KUTX in Studio 1A with Diane Coffey.
Thank you. take away myself. Won't you try this one? Try that one, try him, him.
Diane Coffey live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. All right, I just saw flashes of Mark Bolan, Iggy Pop, David Bowie, and Mick Jagger in like 2.5 minutes there. Sean, nice work, man.
Thanks, man.
You got it going on. Now, this is another problem, another thing you might be tired of hearing about, but yes, you were a child actor, a star. Did that help you, you know, overcome any sort of stage fright?
No, you know, I did mostly voiceovers. And I think actually that probably helped me, I'm super winded. I think that helped me kind of learn how to manipulate my voice a little bit. Just kind of sitting in a room alone for hours every day, just messing with it, playing with it. But I did a lot of theater in school and musical theater, and I did a thing called Comedy Sports, which was like an improv comedy group. And that definitely helped me break out of my shell, because before high school, I was, you know, kind of a little introvert.
No. Wow. Never would have guessed that, man. Not at all. There's also this, I don't know how to say this. I've lived in Bloomington, Indiana, and you live there now, and you've lived in the Valley, in Agoura Hills, and New York City, and then you went to Bloomington. Usually it's the other way around. How did that happen?
Well, you know, I don't think I grew up kind of north of Los Angeles, so I never really lived in a big city. I spent some time in Boston, but, you know, I was also in a part of Boston that wasn't really a super big city. New York kind of freaked me out. I couldn't really deal with living right in the city, and, you know, maybe Manhattan was the wrong choice, but I had to move out of there pretty quick and spent a little time in Bloomington. It reminded me of home, of Agoura. And I already had a big support group there with SC, the SC group, Jag Jaguar, which is Foxygen's label, and they're there. So I already knew a lot of people there, and it just wasn't really easy move.
That's outstanding, because, man, I didn't know what to do. They kicked me out of Bloomington, basically, after a year. All right, well, again, tonight, Diane Coffey is playing at the Mohawk. You can get tickets at mohawk.com or at the door. Doors are at 9. You guys are going on, 11-ish, maybe?
Yeah.
Thereabouts. All right. That's good. And it'll be indoors?
Yes.
So you don't have to wear your furs tonight, anyone?
But you can if you want.
That reminds me. How did this thing with Run the Jewels happen? You're on the album.
Yeah, you know, just mutual friends. I mean, anyone who plays in music, I mean, I'd like to think it's kind of a tight-knit community, and everyone ends up knowing everyone. So the first touring band for my friend Fish, the bass player, is dating Jamie LP, and that was that bridge connection. And he just mentioned that he really liked the way that I layered harmonies on that first record, and he had a project that he was doing. I didn't know it was Run the Jewels 2 at the time, and he had me come on up, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Outstanding. All right, well, you are listening to KUTX 98.9. We're going to get another song from Diane Coffey. Is this the one you haven't performed live before?
No, not on the air.
Not on the air, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe I'm not afraid, maybe I'm just alone. Feel your love, but it'll always be. But I need to be sure. Now find the whip and push me down on the block. Pull out the leather, I don't want you to stop. I think you're crazy, but I take you better.
With some rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen, live from Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9, Diane Coffee. Thank you guys so much for coming by today. I know it's busy. I know you got a big show tonight at the Mohawk, but really, Sean, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
And thank you for really the class you guys have shown here. I mean, the suits, the bolo ties, the well-mannered boys, as Ed Sullivan might say.
Oh, well, thank you kindly. We appreciate it.
During the daytime. I understand they're going to do one more song that will be available on download only, which you can find at KUTX.org sooner than later. I want to thank our engineer, Jake Perlman, and his assistant, Cliff Hargrove, for today, for making this sound great. And we're going to send it back to the booth. You're listening to KUTX 98.9.
See me though I've been here. Guess I'm just wasting your time. Nah, I've been waiting, I've been shining.